Okay, we are continuing with the project of Kutei Sichas. We're going to learn today a Siche in this parsha, Parshas Mishpotim, Chelik Chov Vov, Siche Beis. The second Siche, Parshas Mishpotim, in Chelik Chov Vov. Very interesting, very Gishmaki Siche. The Rebbe starts as a Rashi Siche. A very interesting question on Rashi. That's something that it's not understood in Pshutei Shel Mikro. And then the Rebbe goes over from there that there's Poshet the Chumish, the Torah is not to be understood. The order of the story in Israel and Mishpatim is not to be understood. And the Rebbe is Mechadesh Nifrodik, that in Matan Torah there was two ideas. Matan Torah, number one, giving the Torah to us, and number two, we should become connected and bound with the Eibishter. Because of these two things, that's why the Seder and the Torah is like this. Very interesting, very Geschmack. Okay. B'shiyum ha-sedre, oi shalem, b'shiyum ha-sedre, nochtem v'diterre farani parashat dinin, v'ni parashat inu nechshlech malach v'goyma, t'atzel diterre, el moish omar ale, el Hashem v'goyma. By the end of parashat mishpotim, it's going to be mitzvah d'chitas of Shabbos, we're going to say that after parashat dinin, everybody knows, kisik ne'evet ivri starts, and then shoymrim, shemachinam, shemasocho, shoyel, soicher, all these things that we learn already by Thursday night, we learned already most of the aloches, that it says in this. After that, what does it start? It says, Vel Moshe Omar, Alei El Hashem V'goyma. Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu to go up, and not to forget that the day after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and he was there for 40 days. So here it says, right after Mishpatim, it says, Vel Moshe Omar Alei. So I don't know, when is it? So Rashi comes in, interesting what Rashi is saying. Tells the Rashi of the Verter, Vel Moshe Omar Alei. Very important also, but always we learn that the words that brought down from Chumash, Rashi himself brought it down, and it's important to understand. So it's Vel Moshe Omar Alei. When is Mefarash, Rashi is explaining, Parshazu Nemro, Koyde Maser Sadibres, Ubedalet Mesivim Nemro Loi Alei. When was this that the Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu to go up? It was Dalet Sivim before Matan Torah. The says that the Parshish Teido, Shiloibim Koymo. This is not the place, because this should have been in Israel, before Aseres Hadibres. If it was before Aseres Hadibres, what was it doing here in the end of Mishpatim? Der Echach im Pshutei Shel Mikro zu sagen, what is the, why is Rashi forced im Pshutei Shel Mikro to say, the Rebbe says something very interesting in footnote number four, that what do you want from Rashi? Rashi is taking it from Mechilte, and in Medresh, and in the Shas, and in Medroshim, all over it says the same thing, that this, Vel Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem, is talking about Dalet B'Sivim. Not here in the place after Matan Torah. So the Rebbe says, what do you want from Rashi? So the Rebbe says, but still, Rashi is Pshutei Shel Mikro. What force you in Rashi doesn't always bring the Mechilte and he doesn't bring the Medroshim in the Gemara. He has to extend the child of a Ben Chomish the Mikro. What's going on in? What is the force that he's doing it? They are Echech im Pshutei Shel Mikro zu sagen, as Parshas du Nemro Kodem Aseres Hadibres, is nicht best lernen kamo vekamo Pashtone HaMikro. Look how interesting. How many Pashtone HaMikro? Rashi is the head of the Pashtone HaMikro. How many Pashtone HaMikro are learning not like Rashi? They say that it's not talking about before Matan Torah. Give a look in footnote number 6. The Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, the Ramban, the Rabbah Ben El, the Rachaim, and also Targum Yonis and Benazir. All of those Mefoshim say that it's not. So what is Rashi forced from Pshutei Shel Mikro to say it? As the Parshe is Gizogivor Memkoimo Nochmatan Torah, and the Red Vegalias Moshe Lashem Nochmatan Torah is... All those Meforshim that we just counted out, they say that it was after Matan Torah. The Meforshim sagen, the Rebbe is going to bring two reasons that Meforshim are saying, and they are explaining why Rashi is forced to Pshutei Shel Mikro to say that it was before Matan Torah. But the Rebbe is going to say that he doesn't accept it, and we're going to come back to the same question. Where is Rashi taking Pshutei Shel Mikro that he's talking on Dalet Sivan and Adil after Matan Torah that he went up for the 40 days? Where is the proof? Very Gishmak. So proof number one is from the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. And the second one is from the Abar Ben El. Let's see what the Rabbi is bringing them. Very interesting in Gishmak. And Lechoyret very Gishmak etrutzim. Number one, from Loshen HaKosov. They say that Rashi is forced to say it because Rashi looks in Chumash. What does it say in Chumash? Vel Moshe Omar El Hashem. Is this the usually way that the Torah tells? Torah always says, Vayoymer Hashem El Moshe, Keminig HaKosov, Shar Mekoymois. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. What does it say here? Vel Moshe Omar. What does it mean? Omar in grammar? He said it already. So Rashi is forced to say that it was before. It's not now. Is Mashmas Omar. Look at the loss of the Ramban. It's quotation. Omar kvar koidem elu aparshes deloe. So this is one proof. One in Pshutei Shel Mikro. Second one is based from Toichen aparshe. From when you look in the essence of the parshe, what do we see? The Indian. When we say no, Lebris, was wird erzählt in der Parche, ist das auch, was das Seichel ist Mechai, was man hat das getan, ey, da man hat bekommen die Teure als Tachone dazu. Es ist hier, weil ich auch Moishe hat sie Adam, after the weil Moishe Omer Alei, es ist, weil ich auch Moishe hat sie Adam, weil ich auch Moishe hat sie Adam, weil ich auch Sefer Abriz, weil ich auch Moishe hat sie Adam, weil ich auch Moishe I'm asking you a question. When did you spray the before Matentere, after Matentere? For sure before Matentere. So Abban says, that's why Rashi says, that when Moshe Omar Alei, must be that it was then. It goes on a continuation. It says, when Moshe Omar Lashem Posuk Aleph, and Posuk Ches, Vayikach Moshe Stadok. So we have two very geschmacke reasons to say, in Pshute Shel Mikro, why it's before Matentere. The Rebbe says, aber schwer. I can't accept it. What's the Rebbe not happy? The Rebbe says like this. Afal, as Rashi brings to become a Mekam, is them klal. As a mukdim umocha b'toyro, Rashi always says that the Torah is not a chronological book. Torah doesn't go according to the time. It could be that ein mukdim umocha. Is aber verstandig, as men zog das no, wuz is talking brere. When I think ein mukdim umocha b'toyro, usually when you see something that it's not in order, there's always a reason why it is. And Rashi himself, in Bereshis already, gave a reason why it is. Let's see where it is. Let's see geschmack. And as it's darf sein, ebis ha-tam, of the machine in a seder. Number one, I'm using it only when I have no choice. Then I'm using it to say that it's not in order. And the second thing is there has to be a tam. And we find in Pirush Rashi, we find Rashi himself. And the Rebbe gives one dogma. Well, the dogma of the Posuk. It says in Sof Parshas Vayero. It says, Vayomos Terach Bechoron. I think that's the end of the Parshas Vayero, yeah? Vayomos Terach Bechoron. What does it say right after that? Vayimar Hashem El Avrom, Lech Lecho. What does Rashi say? That he didn't die yet. He died later. So why is it saying here? So Rashi comes up with a reason. There has to be a reason why the Torah said, not to say that Avraham Avinu left, and he left his old father by himself. So the Torah says, oh, he died already. So I see that there has to be a reason. And Rashi here in our place doesn't give any reason. Why will Moshe Omar, Alei Lashem, is talking about Dalet Sivim, and it's in Edoch Mishpotim, and not in Israel before Matan Torah. ויאמר סתר רבחון, אז נוחדם ורשי זה מבייר, אז מיסר סתר רז גבן, לאחר שיוצא אברום מחורון, it was after לך לך, אז גם, אה?
נויח, סוי פרשת נויח, גבן.
ויאמר סתר רבחון, נסי פרשת נויח? I'm sorry, פרשת נויח? I said, ויאמר לך לך, you made a mistake, you're right, because נויח דן לך לך, יאי, חנמחת אימוק דממוחה. Anyway, it's good. Thank you. End of Noach. It says, "Vayem Hashem Avrom." Then Vayem Hashem Avrom. Bereishis Noach lech lecho is the parshas. Okay. And it's a mamshich. Rashi is machshe. Rashi himself is asking in Israel. Velomo, velomo yigdim akosu misosu shudel. Says Hashem Avrom. If a male the Rebbe says this truth that they give me in pshuta shel mikro, everything is fine and void. But Avraham Hashem didn't die. For what's on the parshas? Moshe Omar Alei. Because he gizog von koyde maser sadim or shebedal besivim. Stein sheloi bimkoyim as mishem parshas mishpatim. I need a reason for it. Rashi doesn't give me a reason. So I have a question. Rashi, where do you take in pshuta shel mikro that we're talking about dalet sivim and not talking about now that is going up for the 40 days? Very interesting. So we have two gishmake answers and the Rebbe doesn't accept it. Bifrat as loydem kumtois. אז הרם שחסיפו וגמתם תורה והחונס לזה, is לחוי רבויף מנתומוי. This is Rashi. Now we're going to go to Chumash itself and see the order how it goes, that it doesn't make any sense. I'm telling you, it's pashut unbelievable as the Rebbe has the questions and we see that it goes back and forth, back and forth. Before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. It doesn't make any sense. And the Rebbe is going to mechadesh what the idea is and why it is like with such a system. Now let's see what is the question. Yeah. We got to it yet? We didn't get to it yet. I'm going to say it.
You just said
it. Oh, before, yeah. We're on footnote 17. Reya Barbenel, Shepshat Akshuvim Vesidron, Lo Izbelu Adas Hazeh. Listen, words what Barbenel says. And Lo Izbelu Adas Hazeh, what Rashi says, is on Rashi. And then the Ramban also, Valder Zeber Ramban, Ve'ein HaParshes Bois Kisidron, Ve'lo Ikemashmon Klal. Not in order, and not as it's not to be understood. Okay. Now the Rabbi is going to say what is not understood. In Parshas Yisroi, Verda Zeild, Vegen der Achones von Matan Torah. Yeah, everybody remembers we learned last week in Parshas Yisroi. What does it say? Von Yom Hasheni. Yom Hasheni Besivim. Yeah. Vayom Hazeh Bo Mitbarsin Az Rosh Chodesh Sivim. Vayom Hasheni. It says Moshe Olo. Moshe Olo. Rashi says on this part. When is it? Beis Besivim. And also the Achones von Yom Shlishi. What does it say? Vayoshev Moshe es divrei om. I wrote it down on the side, but it says in Chumash, should remember what it is. So Yom Beis Div went up today, the Rebbe Shlomo told him about to tell the Eden. Tuesday morning, not Tuesday, I'm sorry, Gimel Sivan, he went up again, and he told the Eidishtel what the Eden said. And then comes Natel for Revi L'Chodesh also, Koinel dem Sivu Yashem of Prishe ve'Agbole. Yeah? That they told them, Shloshet Yom Maltikshu Elisho, Vayikadesh Yitzahom, Vayomer Elohom, Yinuchayin Maltikshu Goyim Avogol. And they're noch, Vegmatn Toiro, Yom Shisho, Oishvi B'Chodesh, according to the Machloikes, if Matn Toiro was Shisho V'Sivu V'Shiva V'Sivu, Vegamir Asa Shem Tzu Moshe, noch them. What is noch them? After the Aseres HaDibres, it says, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Everyone remembers what learned at the end of history. Mizbach Adom Atase Lecho, Vimizbach Avon Atase, so this is what the Seder is in Parshas Yitro. We have again, we have Yom Beis B'Sivan, Gimel B'Sivan, Dalet B'Sivan, and then it comes right before Matan Torah, he tells them everything what the Rebbe said, Aseres HaDibres, and then comes Aseres HaDibres, and after Aseres HaDibres, the idea in end of Yitro about Amizbeach. Yeah. When in Sof Parshas Mishpotim, this is Yitro. Then comes the Sof Parshas Mishpotim, what we're talking about now, Ker Zichum Teure Zurich Zum Eurois von Dalet Sivim. Yes? But Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem, Rashi says it's Dalet B'Sivim. As Moshe had erzählt Yidin, Mitzvahs Prishe Ve'Agbole, and it's called Mishpotim, this is a lotion of Rashi here in this Parshah, Zayin Mitzvahs Ve'Shabes, Shenit Lohem Ve'Moro, and Zuch HaMisho B'Sivon. What happened to HaMisho B'Sivon? It says, Vayove Moshe, Vayisaper, right here, in our Parshah, I wrote it down, but it says, Vaisapa Moshe is kol ha-mishpotim, Vaichtov Moshe is kol divrei Hashem, v'shen itztavu b'moro. Yeah? So when is all this? All this is happening before Matan Torah. So what's going on here? Why is it? What's the reason of it? Okay. Base. So the question is not only on Rash, v'l Moshe Omar Alei, but the question is also on the continuation, what is going on here? Base. Nochat miye.
Firashi.
Yeah, le firashi. Yeah. Nochat miye. Very good. Le firashi is it doesn't work here. Nochat miye in seder parshas like pirush rashi. Also, according to Rashi, there is another question. The pashtonim anal velechelernen as the parshas gizog vorn nochmat mitoiro. We can't say that all the mifosim that they say that it was done. Well, Moshe Omar Alei is the 40 days after matn toiro. Vayovim zogen as dos was steht weiter vayovim moyshe vayis hab elam es kol divrei Hashem es kol hamishpotim. When did he tell it to them? Vatzitz vich zu dem mishpotim vedinim von der sedre. Whatever we learned from Rishon till today, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. The dinim of Evedivri, the dinim of Shomrim, the dinim of all the dinim that we have in this parsha. Velech zayinen ongi zog geworden zu Moshe, boi beyoyim von Matan Teure, Moshe hat sich gleich danach immer gemsiden. In the day of Matan Teure, the Rebbe told them all these things, as we see a continuation from the Mizbeach, loisale b'malos al Mizbechi, and then comes Mishpotim, and this is what Moshe told them. Berash, bepirush al Teure is befarish, as achukim v'amishpotim shebeveil ha-mishpotim, ze ani gizog geworden zu Moshe, in the arboim yom ha-rishoinim, when er is given b'or. Boi nishloinam. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get all this veil ha-mishpotim till here? After 40 days. When did he come down after the 40 days? Anybody remember when he came down? Yom Kippur. She must have been the first time. And then when he came down Yom Kippur, he told him, because he went right back up. There was a eagle. So he didn't have time to tell him. He broke the eagle and he went back up. Yeah. Aber Rashi mit Pusha la Torah, as a chukim amishot mishmur. So I think he's all gone to Moshe, and the Arboim Yom HaRishoyin, and he's going to go, but when he was going to eat, when he tell it to eat, later. It's coming up. Yeah. And if he pirushes there, come toys. Now we have an interesting situation. As he visioned the Tzvei Kippurim, wegen der Achones bis Chamisho Besivon zu Matan Teuro, ist die Teure Mavzik nicht nur mit der Achones zu Matan Teuro, von Shisho Besivon zu Matan Teuro, nur euch mit vielen Ionen, wo der Räubisch der hat gesagt, Moshe, במשך 40 Jahren של האחר זה. So we have like this, we have the story in Israel about the Achones, based Gimel Dala Day 7, then Matan Teure, then Mizbeach, and then comes Eila Mishpotim, what he told him 4 years later, 40 days later, and then it comes back, so Moshe Omar Alei to Dalet B'Sivu. What's going on here?
30.
What? It says here, Moshe Omar Alei Yom HaKippurim. Yeah. I made a note, we're going to say it. Which footnote is there?
30.
Oh, okay. Look in footnote 30. Moshe Omar Alei Yisroi, you know how long it is? From Vav Sivu till after Yom Kippur. So we talk about 80 days. Not 40 days, but 80 days.
No.
120 days.
3 times.
Then again. Then
Shivosa Betamos. Yes. Verstehst? It doesn't make any sense what's going on here. Noch mehr, the Rebbe is not finished. Noch mehr. Noch die alle Dinim und Mishpotim und Passes Mishpotim. After all this, what we learned in Mishpotim. Uveida Mishpotim Tilio. Und noch dem Parshe Vel Moishe Omar Alei Lashem. Wer beschwim as Tedret erzählt. Look at this. Vayomer Hashem El Moishe Alei Elai Oro. Vayesh Omet Luchos Luchos Oeven. Vayoko Moishe Vayale Lo. Vayibo Moishe Vayor Arboim Yoim Vayorboim Lailo. Und das schon wieder gewinnen, wie Rashi sagt. Take him lachem atem teuro. So it goes back and forth, it doesn't make any sense. Let's go to the bottom line, what comes out with Rashi. As soll der Emschich und Jönem von dem Zman, Aliyas Moishe Lohr noch Matten Teure, und sein Sein dort nach Boim Joim, wird in der Teure übergerissen mit Aninien von Azman Mugdev. It goes, the Moishe Omar Alei, that it goes before Matten Teure, then it goes things that it was after Matten Teure, and then it goes back to, it's going up for 3 days. It doesn't make any sense yet. Wir hatten der Teure immer gerissen mit Anin. Früher, nach der Rabbis Gimme gedacht, in specific to understand with the order, and then we're finishing with the Scheides. Früher erzählt die Teure wegen der Chukim und Mishpotim, was der Rabbis Gimme gesagt, Moishe, in der Arboim Jembor, ja? Weil am Mishpotim Til Iyo, ist die 40 Days, in der Noch, noch um Aufstieg sein mit der Parche vom Farmatten Teure. Im Mittel kam sie, wenn Moishe Omar Alei, vom Eisivon, vom Dalet Sivon, I'm sorry, dem Zivu Yalei, Elai Oro, zu bekommen die Luchois, und Moishe hat mich kein mehr in dem Zivu. As it says, "Vayal Moshe lo," this is when he went up to take the luchos. So what is going on here? Not to be understood. Okay. Ois gimel. Here comes the chidush. Niflo biyoisam. The Moshe. Ve'yesh lema rabbiu b'ze. The matn teure of mizchoyv kiton svein yonim. The matn teure. There was two things that were affected. The roiv shterot gegeben teure the mitzvahs v'alochas ha'teure tzidin. This is number one. The roiv shter gave us the teure. Beis itn seinen durch dem geworen av de Hashem. Bechlali, if Sidis brought on also that there is Matan Teuro and that's Kabbalah Satoro. Usually we call it Matan Teuro because the Rebbe gave, then we have to take it. Here it says two other different things. Number one is giving the Teuro, number two are becoming of the Hashem. Moshinema, Tavdenes Elohim, Aloor Azeh, Veloshen Rashi, the Rebbe met Moshe Rabbeinu the first time at this name. What did he tell him? Boitziach Hasom Mimitzrayim, Tavdenes Elohim, Aloor Azeh, you going to do something. Veloshen Rashi has eaten seine Givoren, Meshubodim Li. This has to do with us. So we have two things. Number one, the Rebbe is giving the Torah. This is the yesod of the Rebbe's answer. Now we're going to go and see how the answer applies to this story. Very gishmak.
Yeah. Is it
so? Yeah. Richtig, yes. When I learned the Yiddish, when I recorded it, I said it. Unless we learned also the, you know. Yeah, okay. And the beide protein, those two protein, Und der Räubisch der Matik ist gewinnt gleich in der ersten Dibur zu Moishe, bei Midbar Sinai, bei Sheni Besivon. Yeah? It says that in Moishe Olo, what does Rashi say? When it says in Moishe Olo, Lashem in Pashat Yisroi, Rashi says, by Yoyim HaSheni. What did the Räubisch tell him then? Koi Soimar atem Reisem, wa atem Shmaat Tishmo Bekoili, u Shmaat atem Esbrisi, vi Ishem Lizgulo, Asponit Monzich. Listen to this, we see it right here, the two things. Aleph, number one, Tomoy Atishmo Bekoili, ois folgen di Tzivu Yashem, yeah, beis u'shmartem es brisi she'echosh nimoch ha'mashmiras ha'teiro. I'm going to make a covenant with you to guard the teiro. As this is a neufen from bris, idnom zir gebunden mit neubersten meshubodim li. So we have again these two things. And this is the teiro achilik zwischen the two parshes, wegen der achones lematen teiro parshes Yisroi und parshes Teinu. In both parshes we have, as we just learned, in both parshes we have preparation to matan teiro. In parshes Yisroi we have Yom Beis, he went up to the Eibishter. Yom Gip went back to tell him what he didn't answer. Yom Dalet, he went up again. And here, again, with Moshe Omar Alei, also that he went up. What's going on here? And Rabbi says, we're going to understand it. The difference between Yisroi and Mishpotim. In Parshas, Yisroi read Zir Be'iker, wegen the first thing. Nesinas Mitzvah Satoiro. Right? This is the first thing that the Sefer Atzeres Hadibros, that Matan Torah affected. What is it? Where do we see it? We see Atzeres Hadibros, but there is a Parshas Mizbeach. What is this? What, you know, it's interesting. What does Mizbeach have to do by pass the end of Yisroi? Why does it come in the middle of the punkt in Mizbeach? The Rebbe says, because pass Mizbeach, it's a Emshech, it's a Mitzvah. But it's a Emshech, Yosho, to Matan Torah, it's right after Matan Torah. With the Apostle Gdokt, Atem Reisem, Torah doesn't say Stam again. It says, Atem Reisem, you saw that I came down to you and I gave you the Torah, and it's just when it's Mizbeach, Azom, Otas, Goyma. And the Riber, euch in dem Sipur achones und Matan Teure, retzich bei Iker wegen dem Mitzvus. Everything that they're talking about in Israel, preparation of Matan Teure, is the preparation of out wegen Mitzvus, out to do the Mitzvus. Weil ich hatte Reu mich dort gegeben, Iden als achones und Matan Teure. What was the achones und Matan Teure in Israel? Mitzvus Prische, Werkbolle, und der Pfarr ist dabei, Mutwisch, wie der Reu mich dort, und sagt, Moishen, if the Mitzvus, weil der Reu, wie Moishen hat sie mir gegeben zu Iden, wäre Geschmack. Wir sehen in Israel, der Reu mich dort, Moishen Rabbeinu, aber Mitzvus, what's the Seres Adibres? Mitzvus. What's the Achones? Prishe, a Mitzvah. What's Mitzvah? A Mitzvah. So in Israel we have all the Mitzvahs that the Rebbe told us. This is Israel. Schenken in Parshas Mishpatim. Redzich wegen dem zweiten Indien im Matan Teuro. What's the second Indien? Christus Bris. A Nutzing completely. Sie wischen im Eibersch mit Iden. Durch welche Iden seinen geworren, was du bot im Iden bekehen, was Mishubetz? Subjugated. What's the real word in English?
We already.
What did you say last week?
It took an hour to
decide.
That's what the
sech
was talking about.
What it means, Michel? What difference between Yeshivot and Ha'evet? Okay, good. Okay. Was das ist geworden durch die Brot im Pulis, was während der Zeit da? Here we have the idea of the Eden, not the Rebbe tells us. What is that? Amiras Nase, Nase Venishma. Interesting. Nobody realizes. You know, when we learn, we don't realize. Where does it say the Akdomas Nase Venishma? Before Matan Teure or in Mishpatim? Mishpatim. Why? Because Mishpatim is talking about the Christus Bris, not talking about the mitzvahs. Talking about us. That's why it's a Mishpatim. And Ksiva Sefer, was Beren that said, Mishpatim, was Dossi the Gevon, the Protim, was Eden that said, Amirat Nase, Nase, Venishma, the Kabbalah von Eden, Ksiva Sefer Bris, that says during the Parsha, Binyam Mizbeach, Akrobas HaKorbones, Azo Azdomim, all this was in Mishpatim. And now the mitzvah Prishe Ve'akbole is repeating it again here. Is was wer da über gehabt hat, wie viel Dobo schon es gerade ist, bo, der Brat von Amiras Naste, die Kabole von Eden, also ist eine Muchu, mit Schube zu Onem und Efsich Divre Hashem. So we have the difference between Israel and Mishpat. We didn't yet detail what is the Seder. Why it says Matan Teure, then comes Mishpatim, and then comes Bel Moshe Omar Alei, then comes another time when Moshe goes up to take the Luchos. This is the Rebbe is going to answer, according to this foundation, this Yesoid, Rebbe is going to answer it. Now, Isabel is going to say it. Der Mitzvah verantwortet mit Pashtus. Der Rebbe underlined mit Pashtus. Der Emschach Seder HaPashtus, wenn Yonim in this address, there is a column, it's going to explain what it is. Früher steht in Teure, das was ich sage zum ersten Linien im Matan Teure Beschleimus. First, Tile Isro is the first thing about the first idea. Nesinas Mitzvah, Vedine HaTeure. That's the main thing. Giving of the Mitzvah, Vedine HaTeure. As we mentioned before, what is that? The Mitzvah als Achonetz Matan Teure. What is that? Prishe Ve'akbole. Then comes Matan Teure, Aseres HaDibros is also a mitzvah. Then comes Parshas Mizbeach is also a mitzvah. Right after Aseres HaDibros comes Mizbeach. Was kommt gleich noch Matan Teure Kanal. Und Ve'ela Mishpatim, listen our Geschmack. It goes in one order. It goes, the Achonis of Matan Teure is mitzvah. Matan Teure is mitzvah. Mizbeach is mitzvah. What's Ve'ela Mishpatim? Again mitzvah. Und Ve'ela Mishpatim, the Aloch HaTeure was the Reubish that had gelernt in Moishen Be'ach in the Arboim Yoyim. Even it was 40 days. But it has to go in order. How the Eden did, everything is, has to do with the Rebbe giving us the mitzvahs. And of them, now after the Torah for ending the Mersh Niyin Matan Torah, the Torah is finishing up with all the dinin, Evet Knani, Shema Socho, with everything that the Torah is teaching us, Kisire Chamayos and Achore, with Tachas Masoi, everything that we learned already in Chitas, and of them with the Torah for ending the Mersh Niyin Matan Torah, and then the Torah mefares and dozos of Tashayches, zum zweiten in dem Matan Teuro. Weil Moshe Omar Alei starts up the second thing, the Christus Bris. Und bis er ist er verrennt wird, vor was die Teure zetelt in Sipur, וגליאס Moshe Baor, noch Matan Teuro, כנל סוי סוי בייס, weil euch in die Arbo im Jön, wenn Moshe ist gewinn Baor, seine gewinn die zwei in Jönim. Why is we separating this, weil Moshe Omar Alei, first we go about before Matan Teuro, then later on it says that the Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu come up to me and he gave him the Luchos. Why is it divided in two? Now we're going to understand it. Aleph, the Rebbe Shter had learned with Moshe Achukim v'Mishpotim shebevei la'Mishpotim kenal. Yes, we learned vei la'Mishpotim. The Rebbe Shter learned with them 40 days. Based on the Luchos Luchos Haeven was the Matan Torah and the Sinus Haluchos is the Pashas Nishmu Gitzlan in the day. The Rebbe gave us the Luchos. Nobody is sitting and studying from the Luchos. The Luchos is in the Oroin. The Luchos is not to learn. What's the Luchos? The Rebbe brings proof. But those was designed in Luchos of Eidus, Luchos HaBris, as we said before, that there is the number one in Matan Torah is the Mitzvah, number two is the Bris. The Dinen and Eidus have the Bris, was the Rebbe Shter had Koyres Gvemitid in Matan Torah, oif shmiras haTorah. The Rebbe should make a covenant with them that they should guard the Torah. Damit is move on, was the rest of the Rina Nal, in the Arboim Yoim, Veila Mishpotim, where the Zayl be'emshach to the Aseret HaDibros, Parshas Mitbeach. Now we see the continuation, very gishmak. It makes sense that it goes in one continuation. Und der Rina von Alei Elai Oro, Wet noch aus Luchos Oeven, Beshaych aus dem Zweiten in jenem Atten Torah, bis er heute die Christus Bries. Now is everything is perfect. Now we know what the Seder is. Now the Rebbe is going to say that we see something very interesting, as we mentioned before, that what Rashi brings down from Chumash, this is Rashi is hinting to this idea. Where do we see it? The Rebbe is going to explain it in Oisei.
Okay, mitzvah.
Huh? A mitzvah. A mitzvah. Lo yisale b'malas a mitzvah. Lo yisale. A mitzvah a semit. Lo yisale. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said it a few times already, yeah. In the previous pages, it says, Mizbeach, what's Mizbeach Me'il? Look at page 156 in Dalet, in the second paragraph. Frier stated there, das was the child's semester in Matan Teire, Nesinas Mitzvahs Vidina Teire. The Mitzvahs also Achonetz Matan Teire, Trishe Vagbole, Matan Teire, Aseres Hadibris is Mitzvahs, and Parshas Mizbeach.
Also, say that.
Yeah, I'll talk about Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to Ois A. V'Yishloimah, as the Mechili Kanal, Daitet Rashom, Bedirik Lishoni. Unbelievable. Now we're going to find it in the Loshen of Rashi. When Moshe Omar Alei, Parshas Unemro Koidem Aseres Hadibros, when Moshe Omar Alei, this is before Aseres Hadibros. V'lechoire, the Rebbe is asking two beautiful questions on Rashi. Number one, Pavos is Rashi Matik in the Dibur Amaster Loich Dem Vort Alei. Es wird lechoire, given genug zu Matik sein, v'el Moshe Omar. What's the Alei here? This is Negea. Oder no, v'el Moshe. V'balter is Mamshich Parshas Zuh, Rashi himself says, Parshazu Nemro Koidem. So what do you need? Well, Moshe Omar. One question. Based, what is the term? What is the Loshen Koidem Aseres Hadibros? It's a very interesting Loshen. Und nicht Koidem Matan Tere. Why Aseres Hadibros? Matan Tere, we always call it. Noch mehr, but for Rushi Allah Shas, listen, how beautiful. In Shas, Zogta Gerashe dem Loshen, well, Moshe Omar Alei, Koidem Matan Tere Nemro. Why do you change in gear? In Pshute Shel Mikro, Koidem Aseres Hadibros. It's way to Yukim Anal, those two things that he says, Koidem Aseres Hadibros, and not Koidem Matan Tere, and it brings down the Moshe Omar Alei, then noch mehr boilet, it's even more strong to understand, not to understand what Rashi wants here, because man vergleicht Loshen Rashi mit dem Posik mit Loshen Rashi, im weiter dicken Posik, just here in this Parshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Alei el Ayoro, dort zog Rashi, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Leacha Matan Tere, Aleph, Rashi ist dort nicht meitig allei. Und Beis sagt Matan Tere nicht, dass der ist Hadibros. So what's going on here? Hier, Rashi, wenn Rashi tells us, El Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem, he must bring it. Because he wants to tell us that he's talking before Matan Tere. Before Matan Tere, he wants to indicate something and hint to something. What is it? The Rebbe is going to explain it. Al Pi Hanal, according to the Yesod, what we put on, that Yisro is the idea of the mitzvahs. Mishpotim is the idea of the bris. Covenant that we are becoming Meshuvah to do the mitzvahs, it's going to be understood. Al Pianal Kemenzom. According to this, what we learned, we could say, Tamid Daitet on Rashi. Rashi is telling us.
What's the translation of Daitet in Hebrew? Madgish.
No.
A vice. Titled.
Points.
It points out. Tamid Daitet on Rashi, as mit der Parshe, oib sich on der Sipuf in dem zweiten Inyene Matan Teuro. Well, Moshe Omar Alei, we're starting here the second phase, the second thing of the Torah. And this is Rashi Madgish Parshas Unemru, Koidem Aseres Hadibros. Why is he saying Koidem Aseres Hadibros? Damit mein Rashi zu sagen, nicht nur wenn das ist gesagt worden. Not only that it was said before, if the Inyan would have been before, it could have said before Matan Torah. Why? Da roh ich zu sagen, as the Parshi, well, Moshe Omar Alei, Vetoichno, Is gesagt worden, noch älterer hat sich angegeben, der erste Ingen Anal, im Atten Teure, Aseres Hadibros. Unbelievable. Listen, what the Rebbe is explaining. Und der Fahr ist rasch euch meitig in Dibora Masril, dem Wort Alei, weil das ist der Teuchung vom Parshe Zu, wie Moshe hat Eulig wenn El Hashem. Although we're talking about before Matan Teure, but what does it say here? It says, well, Moshe Omar Alei. What does it mean Alei? You come up. This, here, In the Moshe Omar Alei, start the second phase, the idea of bris. Must be, Rashi must bring them from Chumash Alei, and must say that it before Aseres Hadibros. Al derech ze, und afar is Rashi Echmatik, the word Alei, v'mazu, v'moshe ot oile given el Hashem, as we are becoming in a covenant with Eivishter to do the mitzvahs. And as the Luchos also is the idea of Eidus and a bris.
דרך זה זה ביתה דיקרם שחדבורים, ויעל מוישה ואהרן נודו ואביו ושיב מזיק ישראל, הירוס אלוקי ישראל, in continuation here in משפטים, ונזויר דפרשת של אחר, ואם הרשם אל מוישה עלי אליי, ויעל מוישה. Look how many times we have it. Vel Moshe omar alei, vayal Moshe, vel Moshe omar alei, vayal. All this is vayal. Why is that? Because this is the teuchem from the zweiten in the Matan Teuro. This is the second in of Matan Teuro. As duchen Christas brisa in the Niden, oile, und werden zugebunden zum Eberschen. We are elevated and we're becoming connected with the Eberschter, as with the Eberschter says in the Matan Teuro, vishem lizgulo, iskashrus, un aliyah el Hashem, til veroim amtonu, you elevated us. Oizvor. Now is everything is understood. We understand the Seder. Now the Rebbe is going to go into Gishmak. According to this, we are going to understand also another different question in next parsha. What is next parsha after Mishpatim? Truma Tetzav Kisiso. Reboy Nishloilom. Rashi takes the shita as a machlokes in Zoya. There's three shitas when the tzivu of Mishkan was before the Egel, after the Egel, after the Tshuve. So Rashi takes the opinion that it was after the Egel. In which parsha do we have the Egel? In middle parsha Kisiso. So Rabbi Nishvelim, why did you tell me Truma and Tetzave how to do the Mishkan before the story with the eagle? According to this, it's going to be understood very gishmak. Leuten wir an alle in dem Seder HaParshas von Matan Teuro, geben euch Masel an dem Tam von dem Seder HaParshas, של אחרי פרשת סיינו, Truma und Tetzave Kisiso. Lishit, as Rashi bepirushi ala Teuro, Rebbe brings that in Kisiso Lamedal of Yotches, you see Rashi's Shite, is that Sivu Yashem of Melechus HaMishkon, when the Rebbe commanded on Mishkon, the said rest from Trumois and Tetzave, and at all the Parshas Kisiso, Gizdogivon, when the Rebbe said it, Leachne Maiseo Egil. Nor in Teuro, the Rebbe brings down the idea that it's either Tzadikim or Bale Tshuve, or even before the Ditshuve. Yeah. Gizdogivon, Leachne Maiseo Egil, nor in Teuro, it's Kosov Fria, with a Klal, Ein mugdem mo khabater. Das weil Truma und Tzave comes before Kisiso before the Egel. Al pi anal seif alef, darf man noch mal asborgen. Seif alef is said, whenever there is ein mugdem mo kha, you need a reason like by Avraham Avinu. What's the reason? In the Rebbe is refuting the two meforshim, why they say that Rashi must say the pshutish the mikro. What was the Rebbe's reason? Rashi doesn't give a reason why mugdem mo kha. And he also, why is it? Al pi anal, darf man noch mal asborgen. Aber was ist die Teure Magdum schreiben im Zivu, im Lechas HaMishkon, vor mein Seil, weil sie nun geht bevor mein Seil. Ist das nur von Leuten wie Uranal, according to what we learned, it's going to be very geschmack understood. Die Teure will Masmuch sein, die Parche ist von Zivu im Lechas HaMishkon, zum Zivu von unser Sedre, al der wir rasch gesagt, betrillas der Sedre, Zivu im Parche Zitroi, ot as Miris in Kesha, mit Atrolas Parche Mishpotim. Unbelievable. What did we say? What is the idea of Vel Moishe Omer Alei Mishpotim? What is that? The second idea of Matan Teure, of us doing. What is the best thing that we can do after the Rebbe finishes with Mishpatim? We should do? Do a Mishkan. Unbelievable. Let's say inside. Und Kesha mit der Trotz-Lars-Bottom, wo es redet sich wegen dem zweiten Ingen in Matan Teure. In Mishpatim, we talk about the second Ingen of Matan Teure. Weil Moishe Omer Alei Lashem, weil der Gmar, when is the Gmar, we shleimus dem Ingen von Matan Teure, when is the finishing of Matan Teure? Der Briz ve Kesha zwischen Ingen mit Neubersten. The second thing, that there's a connection, a covenant between Ingen and Neubersten. How does it happen? Is geworden durch Chasiyas HaMishkan. How does it say? Ve'osu le'migdosh ve'shochanti b'secho. That's why it comes Truma Tetzave before Kisiso. So we have a reason why ein mugdim u'murcha b'teiro. All this is understood. Now the Rebbe is going to go in very short, very gishmak. In Pnimis Yonim, how to understand this idea of what is going on with the Seder in the Parshas. The Biobose b'Pnimis Yonim. It states in Medrash, as bishas matn teure um ze khoyn gitn zwei yonen aber matn teure was tun yonen wo affected el yoin im yedu le tachtoyni el yoin im kein dan es etz va yer da vay al sinai dis galos el kus mile mailo le mato und es omas ze semas volam til now right that is the right bisha gave us the mitzvah then we elevated to day bisha now there is talk about it in words of nimi satoyro dis galos mile mailo le mato und atachtoyni yalo le yoin es etz vel moish lomar alel hashem what is it Ali es hat tachtoin le mailo. Das ist der Chilik zwischen die zwei Parshas wegen Matan Teuro. Now we're going to see also in Pnimis und Yonim difference between Yisroi and Mishpotim. Parshas Yisroi und Parshas Mishpotim. In Parshas Yisroi redt sich Beika wegen Matan Teuro wie das ist mit Zadol Yonim. What is in Yisroi? Yisroi ist es der Rebster came down bei Yered Avayel Ar Sinai. Bei Daber Elikim, Aseres Adibres. This is what everything is in Israel. The Parsha Seinu, Mashenke de Mishpotim, Rezich Beika wegen Matan Teuro, this is mitzad, Litachtoinim. When we talk about Matan Teuro, after all the dinim, How does it started? How did it started today? Yeah? What did the Sikha start? Well, Moshe Omar, Alei El Hashem. Talk about a different thing. ודבר לקים עשר סדיברס, בוטיר, עלי אל השם, הקדום הסנאט אל נשמע, בני, יש לה מסבייר והקרובס הקורבונס, קריסטס בריז וכולו, בואי שספרי די בלוד על דם, אני אעשה ברוד על דם, that there was three things that he didn't did to go into the covenant, was three things. What was it, the three things? יהיה נכנס לבריז, מילה, טבילה ועזו הסדומים. So it says here that he spray the blood on them. The חיליק, zwischen die zwei Unionen im Matten Teures, was different between these two Unionen, of Vayera Shem al Sinai, and Moshe Omar Alei, is, this Galus wa Atzuma Milimailo Bishas Matten Teure, the great revelation that it was when the Rebishter came down, it says, Yorat Kisei Akovo, Timur Kovo, the chariot came down, and for Shmiye Mipi Agvura, we are from the Rebishter direct, v'chulu, is given, lefi shor, מה שאין כדי עליה סתחת נעיד ועושות זכויים גדול משעס מתן תוירה, ועושיתם זה אני גבור עבד השם ונדמיד הרואה במגבור, ורואה במתונו, is an Indian history, unbelievable. It is that יורד כיסא, the rain came down, what he went back up. What happened with us? תחתונים, ולמה יש אומר עלי?
Yeah, but אליהם ירדו לתחתונים, זה גם בניהם צריכים.
כמובן זה ניצרי, we got the Torah and everything, but what happened, the Rebbe is going to say it soon, you understand, what happened with the Har Sinai? It became ניצרי. המשך היובל, אמו יאלו בו, משכון, משכון is קודש, always. That's the difference. ורבמתונו, is איו, is an עניין ניצרי, ובלדוס is גיקומן, why? כל כמה נצאת את תחתוי נמגוף, is דוס אין זה נקבע גיבור אין הפנימיוס, מה שאין כבד הרב שאתה came down, it was just for now. After the Rebishter left, the Rebishter didn't stay here in a level of Isgalos Atzumo and Shmir from the Rebishter direct. You understand what it means? Millions of Jews stood there and they heard the Rebishter talking to them. Those are the Biur in the Smiches HaParshes from Tzivim Melechus HaMishkon from Sveitin in Yenanal in Matan Torah. Now we'll understand why the Tzivim of Melechus HaMishkon comes right after, Trumo comes right after and doesn't wait for the story with the eagle and it comes right after. Why? Because it has to do with the second thing that Tachtoinim, Oilim Elyoinim. And Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem, while the Roivtuv and the Rashroas Hashchina in Mishkon, the Gabi Rashroas Hashchina Bishat Matan Torah is Gerat Amol Baruchu, what? Rebbe is going to say the difference. The Rashroas Hashchina in Mishkon is Gikumen Duch Ve'osu Limigdosh. Rebbe brings that in footnote 67, the Chaymadgish Apostle Gabi Prote HaMishkon Ve'akelim Ve'osu Tase, the whole thing is doing, we should do. Al Deh Asiyas Bnei Yisroel, Ve'baltas Deh Ashroas Hashchinesh Gikumen Duch Hatsiyas O'odom. After we did the Mishkon, then the Rebbe came down, is the Gdushen Nikba Givor in the Chefze, Geshem HaMishkon, Nishbi B'matn Teire, B'matn Teire was a different thing. It says, B'mshech HaYoivel, what does it mean, B'mshech HaYoivel? The Rebbe went up, Simen of Siluk Hashchineh. Eimo yalu bo, they could go up on the mountain, the mountain is no kedusha. While Har Sinai is suri givorim ve'afriya, became choy. That's the idea. And there in the end, from Asiyas HaMishkon, that we are doing it, and today, everybody makes HaMishkon, everybody has HaMishkon in himself, is Ha'em Shechitzot Achtoinim yalu le'elyoinim fun matan Torah. This is a continuation. How does it happen? Because the Rebbe gave us the power, Moshe Omar Alei. Was ein Schlemus ist, als es tut euch auf in dem Isgalus Elikus mit dem Eidu Lamato. Es ist ein Fakt, dass Isgalus of the Ebishter ist also als der Beschochante bis zu euch um. Was wäre durch Wosel im Migdosh, ist in der Neufen von Quius und Nitzvius. Messias, 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 Messias,